me, Harry.
I really should practice this catching thing.
We lit a mud fire and huddled round it all night. By morning, our mud house had been baked into a crockery house.
Essentially, we now live in a sort of giant mug.
And we are the used tea bags in the bottom, for we have nothing left.
You are wrong. We have the greatest thing of all, our dignity.
Just then, a double-decker coach and horses pulled up, and a crowd decarriaged and entered our house, led by a horribly familiar figure.
Afternoon, Pip-Bin. Don't mind us. Now, on your left, you will see the ghastly hovel in which Pip-Bin now lives.
Mr. Benevolent, what are you doing?
I'm showing my tour group around your pathetic new life.
We just love your hovel. It's so quaint.
Thanks very much.
You'd be amazed at how many people have signed up for my Witness Pip-Bin's Humiliation guided tour.
How many?
7. But soon hordes will flock to see your misery. Oh, I nearly forgot. I brought you a housewarming present.
It is a body and some mud.
Perhaps you could build an extension.
He left, but I burned with a sense of injustice and fury, like a fire kindled with unfair twigs and stoked with grumpy bellows.
Mr. Benevolent has stolen our dignity, and I am a laughing stock.
I thought poverty was dignified and fun.
That was before people started laughing at me. You and I must get jobs, Harry.
Well, Pippa and I can work as well.
Oh, at the thought, my heart beats wildly. I am going to swoon.
Harumble! I caught her! Though I probably shouldn't have then raised my arms in triumph.
Work! You and Pippa, never.
Back then, it was illegal for women of genteel birth to work. Everyone knew of Lady Bordertome, who had disguised herself as one of the lower orders and got a job in a shop. Her husband found out, and for the crime of letting down her social class, she was executed by being dressed in a fox costume and hunted to death.
Harry and I alone will support this family. Come, noble friend, let us earn our bread through the sweat of our brow.
Can you actually do that?
We tramped the streets all day with no luck and returned home disconsolate.
How did you fare, dear brother, dear husband?
Alas, I could not even get a job holding a sign saying croquet sale.
And it turns out you can't swap brow sweat for bread. That baker was furious.
Then what about this flyer I found in the street?
Help wanted, a Dr. Whackwallop's menagerie of oddities. Where I see the name Whackwallop, I fear no good.
Do you ever want to eat again or not?
Well, I definitely do, particularly if it's pancakes.
And so, Brightly and Pippa accompanied us to Dr. Whackwallop's menagerie in search of work. It was a place of pain and cruelty, filled with what back then we called freaks. But what nowadays we would more sensitively call bizarrington's.
Look, a giant man biting the heads off chickens.
And next to him, a giant chicken biting the heads off men.
We passed a tap-dancing snake, a vertiginous giraffe, which kept fainting, standing up again, then fainting once more, and a vegetarian lion.
See, as he pounces on a lentil bake. Now, I am Barker Whackwallop. What do you want?
We seek work.
Can you perform freakish tricks? Can you juggle jelly or listen to the Marseillaise without being sick?
I have a trick. I can remove my trousers over my own head. No, I can't.
But wait a second. Are those women you have with you? I've always got jobs for women.
Get in.
What choice was there? Harry and I left them and walked back along the river, the cold stars twinkling down on our plight like a vast number of one-eyed cats stuck to a massive ceiling.
Ah, Harry, if only the heavens could give us inspiration. But wait, what is this washing at my feet? Why, it is a pen and a waterproof sack containing thousands of sheets of paper. And now a book entitled How to Write a Novel. Surely I'm being told something.
You are to become a bookshelf.
I know. I am to become a famous author. I must start immediately.
Many years before, I had tried writing with no success. But back then, River had not given me a book entitled How to